joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Been on the Packers beat longer than anybody else, and he joins us every Tuesday here. You can also find his work at BobMcGinnFootball.com. He is the namesake of that website, Bob McGinn. Bob, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Good, guys.
Bob, I got a question for you, and you've seen a lot of head coaches come and go through 1265 Lombardi. What's your overall – here's what we got an undercurrent of people here that just really want Mike McCarthy out. Matter of fact, they want him gone right now today. What's your overall thought and opinion on Mike McCarthy as a head football coach of the Green Bay Packers?
He's I don't think he's as good as Mike Holmgren or Vince Lombardi, but or I don't know about Curly Lambeau. Who knows?
Right.
You know, back then, small league, mm-hmm. No idea. Certainly take him over Mike Sherman, and he's done a heck of a job. I mean, it is very, very difficult to win a Super Bowl, especially when that team was decimated by injury, and he did a fantastic job that season. He's a very good offensive mind. He helped Brett Favre late in his career achieve great heights, and he turned Aaron Rodgers into a second- and third-year player who really looked very poor those summers. And he helped turn him into a great player. So he's done a terrific job in Green Bay.
If Bill Belichick is the gold standard maybe of the NFL today, but if you had Mike McCarthy, let's say, up against Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, Tom Coughlin, which was in Green Bay for a minute when I was there, how would you compare him to some of his contemporaries other than Bill Belichick?
Yeah, right. That's a different strata, Gare.
Right. But people don't get that. People think that he should be in the Belichick, but I'm just going to leave that
alone.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no way. Belichick not only is a coach, but he's a GM. He does everything.
Right.
Coaches every position. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's okay. so he's right there with Andy Reid and Tomlin, guys you mentioned, Sean Payton, Pete Carroll. Those are his contemporaries, and those are people that have, Reid has not won a Super Bowl, but the others have. And so they've won one. Two usually gets you in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, McCarthy stood the test of time. He's been in the postseason a bunch. And he's a pretty good coach.
Talking with Bob McGinn of BobMcGinnFootball.com here on the Wendy's Big Show. The one knock that he's had several knocks from Packer fans, but one of the knocks from Packer fans this year, more so than in years past, has been lack of creativity on the offensive side of the ball based on, you know, how well that McVay-led offense with the Rams does, and you see all these goofy trick plays of Belichick and Josh McDaniels, and they run for New England. How much of a difference have you seen in this offense from previous years with McCarthy?
Very little, but I think those changes are minute. Maybe the untrained eye wouldn't notice that unless you're a coach, a Joe Philbin or something like that. Their run game is still zone-based. They're throwing bubble screens. They're doing a whole bunch of RPOs, smaller route combinations, relying more on the skill of the receivers to get open than trickery they certainly do rubs and picks. So I don't see a whole big change in that offense from – in the last 3 or 4 years.
Rodgers made a comment about, you know, how to fix this offense, and he said that they pretty much need to get Davante Adams the ball more, and that there was one play he regretted that he should have held onto the ball a little bit longer versus throwing it underneath and trying to wait for Davante Adams to get open downfield more. Do you think that is the simple solution to this, is just getting the ball more to Davante Adams?
Most of the time you can do that, you know, because you're not playing against a Belichick defense. And he was going to take – he takes away the best player virtually every week, and that was Adams, and he kind of took him away. And Green Bay, you know, Rodgers and the others weren't able to really solve that defense. But force-feeding the ball to Adams, I'm all for it. I mean, he's their stud. Scantling's coming on, but you got to get the ball in Adams' hands. He's that good.
While we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, and we're talking to Bob McGinn of BobMcGinnFootball.com, this was on BobMcGinnFootball.com. These are your words, Bob. The Packers didn't guarantee Rodgers $98.2 million in late August, expecting career low 60.6 passing percentage, 28th best at midseason. 6 fumbles, 3 lost, 4 delay of game penalties, 3 intentional grounding fouls, and a string of wasted timeouts. Rodgers is canonized on a weekly basis by the national media and the Packers' opponents when it should be fairly obvious obvious that he's slipping back to the doldrums of his career that extended from Game 7 of 2015 until mid-October of 2016.
Wow.
We're going to be talking about this coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, Bob. How do you explain what we've seen from Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback position this season?
I really don't know. You know, they've had very few injuries on offense. I mean, everybody's that unit's intact. This knee thing, I really don't know about that. I mean, he's after the first week back, he's moved fine to me. He's got pretty good skill position people. He's got a head coach who, you know, builds everything he does around that quarterback. And in some ways, Rodgers should be grateful for that. In other ways, McCarthy has to be grateful he has Rodgers. I don't know why he hasn't played that well. He had that 16-game lull 2 and 3 years ago, and then he bounced back. He recovered from it. And now he's really not played a great game this whole season. What's carried him through are those late-game comebacks, and those were magnificent. But even during those games, there was, you know, long periods in which it was pretty ordinary by his standards. So I can't really explain it, but he has to play better if they're going to go anywhere this year.
Real quick. Now, you know, Bob, of course, there's all this talk that Mike McCarthy may leave. This may be his last year. And then there's some speculation maybe he may go to the Cleveland Browns. And one of our listeners,
John,
sent this question in.
Yeah, so it's not really – he just made a statement, and then Gary said that he could buy into this, wondering if you'd think the same thing. McCarthy would take the Browns to the playoffs before a new coach with Aaron would make a Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. I mean, you only got to be finishing the top 37%
exactly.
AFC to do that in Cleveland. Dorsey's really improved that personnel. They've lost a bunch of close games. They're an organization on the rise. Yeah, they're going to get in the playoffs pretty soon.
Yeah, exactly. About it all day long. But when you're looking at Aaron Jones right now, he's playing well but had a huge big fumble. How do you see him as a player that really can fit? I mean, he's not really that big, but how do you see him as a player that can fit with the Green Bay Packers, and how can they use him more?
God, he's electric as heck, Gary, running the football. He's not that great in the passing game, but his pass pro was a little bit better this week. I mean, he's really good for, what is he, the 23rd back taken?
Yeah.
That's a tremendous pick by Ted Thompson. And they've just got to just tighten his game in those other areas and then just go to the guy. He's only got 58 carries this year, for heaven's sakes. Let him win games, not so much that passing game, you know, which hasn't been winning him.
Your thoughts, big word out now that someone did the 2013 through now through the 2015, all the first-round draft picks are null and void. Maybe there's only three or four players that are left in that time period. And that maybe that falls back on Ted. Has he really drafted that poorly?
Well, if we were drafting today, Gary, Bakhtiari would be a top 10 pick, you know, and he was a fourth-round pick. So you can't just look at ones in evaluating a guy. You know, we don't have the time to get into a Thompson and evaluate all that. But, you know, all I will say is definitely he drafted better in his first 5 or 6 years than in his last 6 or 7.
Agreed.
That's Bob McGinn. Check out his work and his fine team's work covering those Packers at BobMcGinnFootball.com and every Tuesday at 2:48 right here on the Wendy's Big Show. And great stuff as always, Bob. Thank you very much.
Enjoyed it, guys. Thank you.
And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities.
The Cubs aren't playing
since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.